This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded a successful two-day state visit to Bhutan. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi, along with the King of Bhutan and the Fort Drukgyalpo, inaugurated the Kalachakra or Wheel of Time Empowerment Ceremony, presided over by His Holiness the Jay Khenpo. Earlier today, Mr. Modi also had a royal audience with the father of the nation, the fourth King of Bhutan, Jigme Singye Wangchuk. On the first day of his visit, Prime Minister Modi announced a concessional line of credit of 4,000 crore rupees to fund Bhutan's energy projects. PM Modi also discussed regional and global issues of mutual interest with the King of Bhutan in Thimphu yesterday and jointly inaugurated the 1,020 megawatt Punat Sangchu 2 hydroelectric project. They also witnessed the exchange of three MOUs in the fields of renewable energy, mental health services and healthcare to further deepen bilateral ties. President Draupadi Murmu held bilateral talks with President Duma Boko of Botswana in Gaborone today and discussed several issues of mutual interest. MOU on cooperation in health and pharmaceuticals is to be signed shortly between the two lines. Botswana will be gifting India 8 cheetahs under Project Cheetah. During the president's visit, the cheetahs will be released into quarantine, marking Botswana's symbolic gift of cheetahs to India. President Murmu will also address the parliamentarians, interact with members of the Indian community, and visit sites of historic and cultural significance in Botswana during their visit. President Murmu arrived in Botswana's capital city last evening after concluding her Angola visit. This is the first ever state visit by an Indian head of state to the two African countries. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met with his Canadian counterpart Anita Anand on the sidelines of the G7 Foreign Ministers meet in Canada. Dr. Jaishankar also met Foreign Minister of Mexico Dr. Juan Ramon de la Fuente and discussed further advancing their cooperation across business, trade, health and pharmaceuticals as well as science and technology. After the Bihar Assembly elections, both major alliances, the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan, have claimed to have secured a decisive majority. After the conclusion of polling, EVMs and VVPATs have been securely stored in strong rooms across various district headquarters under tight security. The process is being monitored through CCTV cameras. Counting of votes will take place on November 14th. The state recorded its highest ever voter turnout, around 67%. The various highest turnout was 62.57% in the 2000 assembly elections. Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi, addressing the Delhi Defence Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi today, called for the democratization of technology, geographic diffusion and the use of demographics in terms of citizen soldiers and merchants for modern warfare. He also called for the use of AI, robotics and cyber tools in grey zones of warfare. Union Minister for Finance and Corporation Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired the third pre-budget consultation meeting with stakeholders from the micro, small and medium enterprises sector in New Delhi in preparation for the upcoming Union Budget 2026-27. Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has reaffirmed the government's commitment to protect every child from pneumonia. In a social media post on World Pneumonia Day, Mr. Nadda informed that the government has launched the Social Awareness and Action to Neutralize Pneumonia Successfully initiative to reduce childhood pneumonia through strong health systems and community awareness. The campaign's message of pneumonia nahi to bachpan sahi inspires collective action for prevention and timely care. The center has invoked stricter anti-pollution curves under stage 3 of the graded response action plan in Delhi and adjoining areas after the city's air quality slipped into the severe category. The decision was taken with immediate effect in the entire NCR by the Commission of Air Quality Management, CAQM. As part of GRAP Stage 3, CAQM has invoked a 9-point action plan in an effort to prevent further deterioration of air quality in the region. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.